What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. It is the 6th day of March, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here tuned in again for another broadcast of the French Connection. As you all know, this first segment usually is my little ranting session. I talk about issues and news and events, tell you who's going to be on the show, and give you an update on how we're doing over here at the French Connection, how Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith are doing. You know, we're kind of in a holding pattern. I think everybody has been in a holding pattern lately, waiting for more news to break about all the things that are going on in the world. Looks like some kind of event toward the end of March. I've said that it would be around the middle of March, around the 15th, I kept thinking, because of the date of some holiday period, which had been a period for these Zionists to attack in the past. But, you know, these aren't predictions. They're just musings is what they are. But we do see a lot of vitriol and a lot of posturing going on about Iran. But also we see some Western leaders, including Helmut Kohl. He was actually a Zionist in his actions throughout his career, 4 terms, I think, as Chancellor of Germany. He's the one who formed the European Union with Mitterrand. He was the front man for the Germans, for the Bundesbank, and for the ECB to be formed, all of it. He's actually come out and said that the Holocaust is a hoax. Now, I've often said on the French Connection, I have intentionally not looked into this subject. I don't know anything about it. I don't know the places or the dates or the times or anything that people claim. Why? Because it is not prudent for me, living in a hate crimes country, to even look into the subject. Now, that sounds like a cop-out to many of my listeners, but believe me, there's enough other things that I can look into for you, and maybe you need to get that dose of information from another site. Because if I take a stand and get arrested, which might be great for headlines, but you know, I'm not a rich guy over here, and I'd be hard pressed to come up with an attorney, and I don't have any way of caring for my family, so it would be foolhardy for me. But I do state on the program, and I want to state clearly that that I find it bizarre in the extreme. In fact, anti-human for people not to question the things that are told to them by their government and by the press. In fact, I think it's their responsibility to question things that are told to them by both of these organs or both of these power structures. And they must have something to they're worried about, or they wouldn't have to hide anything, would they, ladies and gentlemen? So that's enough to say that something's being hidden here, because if there was nothing to hide, they would just welcome investigations. And that seems pretty logical and clear to me. But as far as, like I said, the details of it all, I really have never looked into it. I'm in fact, today's show is going to be talking about South Africa's relationship to Israel and how there are many parallels between the apartheid government and their practices and what Israel does today. And it goes even deeper than just similarities between what they do. It actually gets involved in joint operations, including the building and research of bombs, of bio research that were race-specific, that were both Israelis and these South African criminals were involved in fomenting and formulating down there in South Africa. Excuse me. And the simple truth is, this issue is something that we're going to bring one of our previous guests back on with. His name is James Dickey. He had another spot available and another subject to touch on. So I asked him actually what he was working on, and he said he's working on the South African issue. And so I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity for him to further the ideas along that he had had posed to me in a private conversation. But that being said, as far as our numbers, over the last week, we just have been in a holding pattern. No losses, no gains. That, for me, is worrying, because we need to grow here. This is about us spreading this message farther to more and more people, because we are really under pressure here, ladies and gentlemen, to mount some sort of force against these people. And I fear, as Eric does and many others, that we're going to be satisfied in America with blaming Cheney and Bush when this thing unravels, and really not get to the heart of the matter here and talk about Lubavitch and talk about Mr. Kissinger's role in this, this Heinz Kissinger, this filthy pedophile scumbag homosexual maggot that many people have heard about over the years. This guy is as bad as they get. He's a dirtbag to the highest level. And he is a go-between between Bush and these Zionist criminals. That's right. And yep. We've got lots of problems here, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to iron out in a larger forum. We need more people coming to these truths. And this is where I rely on you. You know, the 5, 7, 10,000 days, weekends, we go down a bit. But, 10,000 is not going to make it. It isn't going to put us over the top. It's not going to get us over that that critical mass point that we need to reach. So I'm asking each of you, aside from donating one, five, or ten, or sending something through PayPal on the site, which is a great idea for us, because we can use that to help ourselves grow and take care of some of the equipment needs and paying bills and whatnot. More important even than that is telling other people and getting others involved in these facts. And you might want to try pushing forward, and I'm going to ask Eric, and he's probably listening now, to put the Benjamin Friedman download back at the top of our site. Because I really believe that that is the hook for people. They really need to hear that Ben Friedman thing. And what you need to do is you need to either give people a link to it or copy it and send it out. It is a remarkable audio file in that it talks about historic events and talks about things that people can understand. And when this man becomes pointed about his information, it becomes extremely damaging to these Zionists and very clear to everyone else that there has been a conspiracy for a very long time, and that, in fact, he is an honest man trying to inform the rest of the country as to just how terrible things really are. And that is definitely a jumping-off point for the rest of our information. So I urge you to put that out there. Or get people the Dr. Lorraine Day download we just did. It has a lot of information that people could really use about nutrition, about their health, and about the press, and about the false information that's being shared by many of these other so-called truth seekers, which you know is just a cover for more Zionist and malarkey. Worst one, I got to tell you, lately has been this guy Arctic Beacon over there, this guy Szymanski. He is absolutely spot off of the worst that there is in this whole movement. He just destroys any chance anybody has, if they listen to him, of ever coming to any conclusions that are real. Really, if you compare his stuff to the truth, what you find out is that in every instance, bar none, he moves you away from the facts in every one. And isn't it interesting that he's getting the highest promotion of anybody? Oh, boy. Now, Alex Jones, you know, how he gets those numbers, I don't understand. I guess it's just a nation full of dumbasses for the most part. But this guy, you know, you're either going to love him or you're going to hate him, but he's bad to the bone, ladies and gentlemen. He's been relegated to talking about highway corridors going through the center of the country or aspartame. He won't touch any issue that has any controversy in it. And when his callers bring it up, he just rustles them right off of the air. Never going to have him touch on anything important. Today we have, as I said, that conversation with James Dickey, and it's important to note that there are plans being made right now for more activity in Iran toward the end of the month, from what I'm hearing. You know, it'd be great to generate enough buzz about this to avoid this and really put a monkey wrench in their plans, and I'm hoping that is a possibility. But, you know, fixing America as it is right now is not possible. We need a redo. I've called for it again and again on this program. If you're a golfer, we need a mulligan, ladies and gentlemen. We need a do-over. Things are that corrupt in Washington, D.C., that bad. And a Democrat win in this next election is not going to fix things. In fact, it's just going to forward the rest of the mess that they've got planned for us. So, and, yeah, more stuff about the economy. And, boy, I got to tell you, we got lots of stuff on the horizon, so keep your eyes peeled and your ear to the ground, and we'll be sharing more of our information with you, Eric and I, and there'll be a lot more coming. And enjoy today's interview with James Dickey. He is a professor, a lecturer, a writer, and an all-around honest guy for the truth. So hang in there for that. We'll be right back after this musical break.
Scotch and soda, but in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my, do I feel dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you got me in. Oh my, do I feel high?